Good afternoon. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez aims to open new market opportunities during a visit to China and Vietnam this week on the heels of US President Donald Trump's sweeping trade tariffs. The trip comes as the European Union rethinks its global trading relationships amid turmoil caused by the US import duties announced last week, which have sent the world's markets into a tailspin. Sanchez is to arrive in Hanoi tomorrow for talks with Vietnam's top leader. On the same day, Trump's 20% tariffs on EU products come into force. On Thursday, the Prime Minister will travel to Ho Chi Minh City to meet with business leaders. He will then head to China for his third visit in just over 2 years, where he is scheduled to meet the President Xi Jinping and Chinese investors on Friday. The clear objective of Sanchez's trip is to increase Spain's exports to China, given the huge trade imbalance that exists. A new beach rule could cost tourists up to €1,900 over the legal consequences of vaping. One Shore Insurance warned, "We urge visitors to familiarise themselves with regulations before travelling. For those planning to enjoy their e-cigarettes in the sun, it's vital to be informed where vaping is banned on certain beaches." The Health Minister, Monica Garcia, said, "We must look at the law again because we cannot turn our backs on the only measure that can give the population more years of life and a better quality of life, which is to reduce smoking," she said. The National Police say following a shooting in Malaga last week, they have arrested the sole suspect. The 29-year-old man from Alicante was located on Friday, 2 days after he opened fire in a barber shop in Malaga, injuring his intended target, along with three bystanders. The suspect is currently being investigated for the crimes of illegal possession of weapons and four attempted murders. The incident happened at 6 p.m. last Wednesday. The shooting started after the suspect and the man sitting in the barber's chair started to argue. The situation escalated when the perpetrator shot his target and then two men who were working nearby. He also shot an elderly man walking in the area and then ran off. And Benidorm City Council has suffered a significant legal setback with the Supreme Court of the Valencia community ruling it must pay €330 million in damages to developers. The amount, more than twice the city's annual budget, is a result of changes to urban planning policies that led to the cancellation of construction rights in the Sierra Gallarda area. Last May, the court ruled in favour of the developers, awarding them compensation for lost construction revenues and investments. The municipality appealed, but this was rejected, meaning the council must now pay the agreed compensation, including interest. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.